Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm just telling you all now, there aren't enough Dateline episodes in the world to tell the story of what the heck is going on in Colorado with this husband indicted for the murder of his wife. Have you been following any of this? I'm with this a little bit like Karen Reed, where I didn't even really start paying attention to it until after the fact.
Yeah.
You start reading into this thing, it is like, oh my gosh. So the husband that is guilty is out, his name is Barry Morphew.
He's a doctor or something, or dentist?
Let me look and see. He's a doofus, I'll tell you that.
He is allegedly guilty, isn't
he? Oh, Sam, let me just tell you what happened. His wife, Suzanne,
trying to keep vanished us from getting sued, man.
In May of 2020. She goes missing in May of 2020, and not by her own accord.
Allegedly.
Jinx.
So she goes missing. She vanishes from the couple's stunning $1.5 million home about 150 miles from Denver. And police always thought, you know, that the optics were not good when she went missing. He tried to say she went for a bike ride and, quote, never came back, not sure where she is. And police were like, oh, we sure about that, buddy. So he has now been charged with first degree murder. 5 years after this poor woman disappears. He's a landscaper, by the way. Bail has been set at $3 million. Suzanne died with the presence of a, quote, powerful animal tranquilizer in her body. It's a whole lot of letters that I don't know how to pronounce, but they call it BAM for short. Like BAM. I mean, but yes. So... They did not find her body for a long time. They finally find her remains, and there's nothing left but bones. They take the bones into a pathologist. They take a sample from deep inside the bone, and they find this incredibly rare, tranquilizing dart. BAM. It can only be delivered through a dart.
Okay.
So listen to this. Prescription records show that when Suzanne Morphew disappeared 5 years ago, only one private citizen living in the entire area of that state in Colorado had access to BAM, and it's her husband, Barry Morphew.
Why would he have, if he's a landscaper, nothing against landscaping,
right?
Why would he have access to such a powerful animal tranquilizer?
He was a deer hunter or a hunter, and what he tried to tell authorities when they found a tranquilizer needle and cap, darts, and a gun in the couple's home, including one tied up in bed sheets in the dryer. They found a tranquilizer dart cap. He said, well, sometimes I shoot deer from inside the house. That's what he told police.
With a tranquilizer?
Through the house?
Why not just shoot him with a gun?
They think he followed her with a tranquilizer gun, shot her with a tranquilizer dart, chased her around the home until she got sleepy. I don't know that the tranquilizer dart is enough to kill you. And then he dumped her in the woods. It is. And they think he did all that one full day before he reported her missing. Like, let's say like on Saturday, all this stuff went down. Like Sunday night, he calls and he's like, hey, wife didn't come home from her bike ride.
Good looking couple.
Okay, but can I be honest? He looks like he is very familiar with a tanning bed.
And a gym.
Ladies, he's one of those guys with glowing white teeth. And I don't know that he spray tans. I think he actually has a lifetime membership to a tanning bed.
He has the black card membership at Planet Fitness.
He's, well, you get the tanning bed and the gym.
He's doofy. I'm sorry, he just is.
She's pretty.
She is was a stunning woman.
Hmm. Tells me there might have been some alleged hanky-panky.
I mean, whoa, a tranquilizer dart? His daughters, by the way, this is so sad, they're standing by their dad. They say there's no way he did this. He was the only person in the entire area that had access to that specific. What is BAM? Can you look that up, Sam?
If he
what, like,
did.
Why would you legitimately have, why was there only one citizen that had access to that?
Well, if he did do this, and we don't know that he did, he's charged, not convicted. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say somebody's brilliant in the way that they may or may not have killed somebody, but it eliminates any potential DNA in the house, like blood or a crime scene.
Yep.
If the crime, you know, if you basically take her out with a dart,
I mean, that's
there's
like
not going to be you know,
spy movie stuff.
Yeah, there's not going to be blood all over the house or anything like that. I mean, it's actually a pretty brilliant way to take somebody out.
BAM is a deer tranquilizer. Why are we using deer tranquilizer?
Why are we tranquilizing deer?
That's not how you hunt. Butorphanol, that's the B.
Mm-hmm.
Azaparone, that's the A. And medetomidine.
Oh, let me guess, that's the M.
That I think so.
Here's the other issue. His phone entered and exited airplane mode several times over the next 24 hours before he ever reported that she was missing. I mean, this is going to be... Oh, wait. The door of his truck was open numerous times between 3.25 a.m. and 5 a.m. and was backed up into the home's garage at least once. They'll get you with your black box in your truck.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
If you're going to allegedly kill someone... Mm-hmm. Or commit any crime. Why does someone take their cell phone with them? I mean, if I don't want my movement traced.
You would just leave your cell phone at home. Like, I was home all night.
I'd put it on the charger.
Instead of taking it with you and coming on and off airplane mode for.
Yeah, that doesn't look sus.
25
How else
times.
Are you going to scroll through Instagram while you're waiting for her to die?
Oh, God.
Allegedly.
Oh, he was also captured on surveillance making several trash runs at numerous locations around town.
Well, you guys remember the doctor that tried to push his wife off the cliff in Hawaii
yes.
in March? That's kind of a similar story. And that backstory was allegedly that she wouldn't take a picture with him. And he had a syringe. He tried to inject her with poison. She somehow got away from that. Then he grabs a rock and tries to hit her on the head, allegedly.
He told investigators, by the way, their marriage was perfect. 2 days prior, she had said she was going to leave him.
Oh, really?
Yep.
There it is.
Yep.
I wonder what she caught him with.
I was looking at those sweet girls. They have sweet, you know, like 20 and 18, if I had to guess. And they're just clinging to their dad because you would want to hope. You would want... To believe that he did not do this to your mother.
But she wants a divorce.
And you have a tranquilizer dart and cap somehow tumbled in with the laundry that you've done, the bedding that you have put in the washer and dryer.
Yeah, I have never understood why somebody would be willing to trade their freedom for the rest of their life.
Just divorce her.
That's exactly my
point. Just divorce her.
And if she wants a divorce from you, fine. So be it. Move on. You know? Plenty of women have divorced me. And I just move on.
Logic and crazy.
Barry admitted using the tranquilizer gun to shoot deer, quote, so he could harvest their horns.
This guy's a loser, by the way.
But said he was unsure how the tranquilizer dart cap got in the dryer.
Uh-huh.
And then look at him with all of the trash. They've got him on surveillance. Like, he went to, like, 10 different spots all over town, 10 different dumpsters.
And I wonder why.
Yeah, right?
913-586-7798.
The devil is dancing.
586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.